up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, coming out here to historic Fireman's Park here in the baseball capital of Texas in Brenham, Texas. We have a great game for you today with the Brenham Cubs taking on the Rudder Rangers. And a heck of a matchup here today with district implications for the Brenham Cubs. And they did win their last matchup 11-5 against Rudder earlier in the week. So they'll be looking to build on that. But nothing like a good baseball game here at Fireman's Park, huh, Tommy?
No doubt about it. This game, there's so many ifs and buts and candy and nuts that I don't even want to talk about it. Why don't we just all come out here this evening, watch a good baseball game. We hope we see a good, clean baseball game. And what happens at the end of the evening, we'll find a way to figure it out tomorrow. But it's going to be a fun game. The last regular season baseball game, Rudder can be a spoiler. They can actually be a spoiler should they come up and upset the Brenham Cubs. But, I just love this Cub baseball team. They've battled back all year long and they put themselves in a position. We are in the playoffs, which that is your ultimate goal. So it's going to be a fun evening.
Yeah, definitely one thing you never want to do in any sport is underestimate your opponent, no matter who it is. And as you mentioned, this is a season finale, and we do have a great turnout here at Fireman's Park. Still haven't gotten our first train to come by yet, but Tommy, you'll keep an eye on that train count for us, won't you?
No doubt about it. We're in great shape. It's going to be a wonderful evening.
All right, and we'll be back with a little bit more pregame after a couple words from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Back here to Fireman's Park for the Rudder at Brenham Cubs baseball game here. And let me tell you, Tommy, we got ourselves a good game. And just a quick update on the Brenham Cubettes softball. They're playing in their second playoff game after winning a late one yesterday, 7-6 against Kingwood Park. And we were there for that one. That was a late game. But right now the girls are up 5-1 in the third inning going into the fourth.
No doubt about it. I talked to Coach Roberts a little bit this afternoon. She was a little bit apprehensive. She's still a little bit leery of Kingwood Park, and that's just natural for any coach. But I feel real confident that our girls are going to come out and play steady softball this evening, and we're going to come out a victor this evening and get ready for the next round of the playoffs.
Yes, sir. And back to this game, we got it is the last place Rudder in the district going against the Brenham Cubs, who are currently tied for second place right now in the district. So this game does have implications for the Brenham Cubs. But as we mentioned, Tommy, you never want to underestimate a teammate, because at the end of the day, this is Rudder's last game of the season. So you know they're going to be wanting to come out, make a statement, and make this last one count.
No doubt about it. And there was a point in time on Tuesday night when Rudder did momentarily go up for a short period of time, but the Cubs managed to come back and put the game out of reach and win easily 11-5. So, but you never want to underestimate a team such as them. They're a very good young baseball team, and they've got a very, very good coaching staff over there also.
Yes, sir. We have a heck of a team ourselves, and the Brenham Cubs are looking to make a statement to end the season here and head into the playoffs. And it all depends what seed they're going to be in. We know we're in, but this game is going to have some implications, as well as the other couple games in this district going on. I believe we have College Station playing against
Lake Creek,
who that's going to be a big one, because I believe right now it's a two-way tie for second with Lake Creek in first. But if Lake Creek loses to College Station and we can get a win here today, that puts the Brenham Cubs, I believe, in sole possession of first place.
Three-way tie.
Oh, a three-way tie.
It would be a three-way tie.
So that'd be a three-way tie, and that'd be interesting to see how they resolve that. But first things first, got to win this game. So that's what Coach Wheaton and the Brenham Cubs are going to be focused on today. And another quick update before we go back to the studio for a word from our sponsors. 7-1 Cubettes in the bottom of the third. So go Cubettes, and we'll be back with some more pregame for the Brenham Cubs game after a couple of words from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blend Buck Baseball, Blend Ladybug Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, and before we get over to the starting lineups for today, we're going to talk a little bit about the district standings right now. As we mentioned before the break, the Brenham Cubs right now are in a two-way tie for second place. Lake Creek is in first, but they are playing College Station, who is a hot team right now. And if Brenham Cubs can get a win in this game and a loss by Lake Creek, it'll make for a three-way tie at the top of this district. So first things first, got to win this game against Rudder. They did win their last one on Tuesday, 11-5 against this team. They are a bottom-place team, Rudder, but you can never underestimate a team, especially on their last game of the season, trying to make a statement against one of the best teams in the district. Any final thoughts on the district standings?
No, I'm going to wait and see how everything plays out. The one thing that, and I made this prediction earlier in the year, we happen to play College Station, as far as we're concerned, at a very good time of the year. We played them the first district series of the year. We happen to do those games. I watched College Station, and I said, they're going to be a factor before the season is over. And here we are. They're a factor. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Yes, sir. We were present for those games, and we were able to sweep the series for the first time in quite some time, if I recall correctly.
3 years.
In 3 years. So a series sweep of College Station. But since after their rocky start, they have come back strong, and they're part of that conversation to be on that three-way tie for first place. So let's see what the Brenham Cubs can do. I'm sure Coach Wheaton is going to have them prepared to play a good, strong, solid, clean game. Keep it good and see if those Baskin Pop get some good pitching. And the keys to this game, like any game, is going to be to keep the errors down and have ourselves a nice, clean ball game. Well, we'll be back with the starting lineup after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Thank you.
All right, back here at Fireman's Park, and it's time for the starting lineups. The starting lineup is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And we're going to start off here with the Rudder Rangers. And starting off, leading off for them is going to be their shortstop, Aiden Gray, wearing number two, followed by Jose Ponce, the pitcher who's going to be batting today, and he's wearing number 7. Then followed by number 17, the left fielder Noah Ramirez, and batting cleanup is going to be Austin Ism in center field, number 8, followed by number 12, Parker Jones over in right field. Number 3 follows him, Barrett Waskoff over in second base. Chris Jones after that, number 4, the designated hitter. Batting in eighth is going to be Adrian Herrera, number 22, over in the catcher position. And to round out the lineup for the Rudder Rangers is going to be Mark Espiricueta, number 1. And he'll be playing in third base today. And that is the starting lineup for the Rudder Rangers. And for the coaches, we have head coach Bailey Duramis, assistants Jay Foddy, Josh Munoz, and David Powers. And now time for your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. Batting leadoff, we have number 2, shortstop Dalton Hart, followed by the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Then it's left fielder Drake Behnke, number 22, followed by number 9, the second baseman Landry Mendoza, batting in cleanup, followed by number 19, right fielder Luke Hardy. After that comes number 24, center fielder Cannon Crater. And over in first base tonight is going to be number 7, Grady G, batting 7th. Number eight, and batting 8th is going to be Evan Curtis, designated hitter, number 27. Batting to round up the lineup is going to be Caleb Maurer, third baseman, wearing number 10 today. And that's your starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. And, of course, in the dugout is going to be Coach Jace Wheaton with assistant coaches Cullen Joswiak and Seth Spivey. And, again, that was your starting lineup for the game. And your Brenham Cubs sporting a great starting lineup. And the starting lineup was brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. All right, that is the starting lineup for today, guys, for today. And we're going to be back after a word from our sponsors to get this thing started with the Game Time Weather Update.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations. And they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2025 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs. And the Blend Bucks and Ladybucks.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, back here at historic Fireman's Park where the Brenham Cubs are taking on the Rudder Rangers. And we've got, it's time for our Game Time Weather Update. This Game Time Weather Update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. Well, Tommy, today we got some great weather, 78 degrees, a little cloudy, and it should get into the 60s before the night is done. But great weather for it, a little chilly towards the end there, but keep the sweat off these boys' brow and keep a nice, clean game. We should have great weather for the rest of the night. Not seeing too much wind. Almost, you know, the flags are at a dead stop out into the center field. And, yeah, it should be a great game here as far as the weather is concerned. And as the umpires huddle up with the coaches, they're going to get their final instructions and shake hands before we get started here. And just waiting on, hey, Tommy, like you and I always say, the best part of any sporting event is the national anthem. But that's going to wrap up the pregame, and we'll be back with the national anthem after this final words for the pregame.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blatant Buccaneers baseball softball season.
All right, back in time, just in time for the starting lineup to be announced by the announcer here at the ballpark. And after that, we're going to have our national anthem, the best part of the day here. We'll get through this lineup, and we will all stand up, remove our hats for the national anthem.
Batting six, the center fielder, number 24, Cannon Prater. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number seven, Grady G. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 27, Evan Curtis. Batting ninth, the third baseman, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Starting pitcher for the Brenham Cubs, number 17, Brody Heyman. At this time, we ask that you please rise and face the flags in center field as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
To start off a baseball game than with the most beautiful national anthem in the world, huh, Tommy?
There we go. One thing we need to mention, this game has been pushed back an hour this evening there was a rainstorm that came, through somewhere around between 2 and 3 o'clock. A very, very good rainfall that came through, and the game was delayed by 1 hour, and it took the coaches and players a great deal of time to get a lot of water, especially off the outfield grass. So, but field's in good playing condition now, and we're in for a great evening.
Yeah, as the Brenham Cubs take the field to get ready for the first pitch, they see them warming up out there, and we'll let them warm up for a second, and we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004. Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
And Tommy, right on time, we're going to get our first train count of the day. That's going to be the first train coming in here right at 8:02 on the dot. As the boys warm up, it's not, like you mentioned, Tommy, it's not a game at Fireman's Park without that train rumbling by.
We got to have the trains. It's part of the game.
And so for tonight, we have Brody Heyman on the mound. And up first to bat is going to be Aiden Gray, shortstop for the Rudder Rangers. Right-handed batter against the lefty, Brody Heyman.
Brody Tucker behind the plate.
And here's the first pitch of the evening. And that one's going to get it outside for a ball.
Off that outside corner.
Here, second pitch is going to be outside again, a little bit further outside this time. We make it 2-0. It's third pitch by Heyman, and that one's going to get fouled back as Aiden Gray was looking to make some good contact there. He does make contact, but it's fouled straight back into the netting.
Came back with Brody came back with fastball straight down the middle of the plate.
And again, almost identical there. It's going to be fouled back again on the fastball. That's going to even up the count at 2. And this is going to be a little low for the strike zone. It's going to fill up the count.
Brody came back with curveball, broke it just where he needed to, right on the inside corner, but a little low.
Here's a full count, and that one's going to be fouled down the right side over to the Rudder, onto the roof of the Rudder dugout, the visiting team dugout. The infield is playing out. With the third baseman, Caleb Maurer, pushed up, and this one's going to be popped up into right field, and that's going to leave Luke Hardy there to make the play, which he does, and that's one up, one down in the inning. So a good start there for Brody Heyman, gets his first batter out. And that's going to bring up the pitcher for Rudder to bat, and that's going to be Jose Ponce, number 7, right-handed batter against the lefty, Brody Heyman. And Heyman doing a good job early here of mixing up his pitches, curveball and fastball. And the first one's going to be a fastball that goes a little low for a ball. And this one's going to be a ground ball over Dalton Hart, who is not able to get a hold of it. It's going to squeeze right under his glove, and that's going to be a base hit.
That's going to be E6.
Oh, it's going to be an error? Oh, it did hit his glove, yes.
Thought it
went right under there, but yeah, hit his glove, so that's going to be an E6, and it's going to put a man on base. That's the pitcher, Jose Ponce, for the Rudder Rangers. And that's going to bring up Noah Ramirez, number 17, playing in left field for Rudder Rangers, a right-handed batter. He's going to show bunt. He's going to bump it. Brody Hayman's going to come up, pick it up, and get it over to first base to Grady G for the fielder's choice out at first. But that's going to push Jose Ponce over to second. But that is two outs on the inning.
Excellent bunt there but for the sacrifice by Noah Ramirez.
And that's going to bring up Austin Isom, number 8, playing in center field. And he's going to pop this one out to right field. And Luke Hardy's going to be there to get the last out of the inning. That's going to retire the side. And they did leave one on base. And that's going to be the end of the top of the first inning. And we'll be back with the bottom of the first after a word from our sponsors.
2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
All right, back out here to Fireman's Park. And with no run scored in the top of the first inning for the Rudder Rangers, they did leave one man on base. That's going to bring out Jose Ponce, the pitcher for the Rudder Rangers. And up first, batting leadoff is going to be Dalton Hart, the shortstop for the Brenham Cubs. As he warms up, left-handed batter is ready for his lefty-righty matchup. Jose Ponce is a right-handed pitcher. And he has Adrian Herrera, number 22, at catcher. They're still warming up. It looks like he has some concerns about the mound here. Umpire is giving him a little tutorial on how to deal with it.
I feel certain what the issue is making contact with the rubber.
Oh, he's making sure he's got contact on the rubber.
Yes.
Before he pitches. So a fair warning there by the umpire. And he's going to go back and have a talk with coach over with the Rudder coach, Bailey Duramas. Let him know what was going on as the pitcher, Jose Ponce, was not making contact with the rubber in warm-ups. No harm if it's in warm-ups, right?
You know what? I like the umpire giving him a warning early. I think that's a great idea.
Definitely being fair to the young man. That's more than a fair warning there. As they finish up the warm-ups here, Jose Ponce just making sure he gets as many warm-up pitches in as he's allowed. And we see just put one over the head of the catcher, Adrian Herrera. So maybe trying to knock some rust off here for Jose Ponce. And here's going to come Dalton Hart, the left-handed batter, and leading off for the Brenham Cubs. Number 2, the shortstop, Dalton Hart. Here's the first pitch by Ponce, and again, this one's going to be up and away from the catcher, Adrian Herrera. It bounces off his glove. That's going to be a 1-0 count. Second pitch, that one is going to be in the strike zone, about waist high on that that inside corner. And this one, a fastball on the outside corner, and that's going to quickly make it 1-2 here to Dalton Hart. And Dalton Hart's going to make contact with this one, but it's going to be fouled back into the netting. Got some of the handle there. It was too far inside for good contact. That's going to keep it at 1-2. It's pitched by Ponce, and he's going to be put a Hart's going to put a chopper over to the second baseman, Barrett Waskow. He's going to lose the ball, and just like the Rota Rangers did, the Brenham Cubs are going to get on base with an error here to start things off. It's going to be
too easy to play.
It's going to be an E4 to get Dalton Hart over to first base. Yeah, it was just a, you know.
Tell you what, it was just a slow candy hop right to the second baseman and could not find the handle on it.
So that's going to bring up the catcher, Brody Tucker, number 3 for the Brenham Cubs, right-handed batter against the righty, Jose Ponce. And that one's going to be up high for a ball. Brody Tucker's going to step off and gather himself for a second. He's going to step back in now. And here's the pitch from Ponce. And that one's going to be low and away, 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch. And that one's going to be inside. It's going to come off the glove of Herrera, and that's going to allow Dalton Hart to get over to second base. Good heads-up play there by Dalton Hart, seeing it come off the glove of the catcher and getting over to second base in a hurry. And that's going to make it 3-0 here for Ponce. Well behind the count against Brody Tucker. Umpire's going to call a stop. And he will resume play. Jose Ponce is going to step back on the mound. Here's a 3-0 pitch. And that one's going to be too high. So that's four balls in a row for Jose Ponce. And that's going to put men on first and second for the Brenham Cubs as Brody Tucker takes his base on balls.
Brady Rao coming in as a courtesy runner for Brody Tucker.
So now that's going to bring up the left-handed batter for the Brenham Cubs, number 22, Drake Bentke, playing in left field today. As he takes his position in the batter's box all the way to the back of the batter's box. Here's the first pitch, and that's going to be the fifth ball in a row for Jose Ponce, 1-0. As you can see, they're keeping a good eye on Dalton Hart over at second. Second baseman Waskow keeps shading over, shading back. And the next pitch is going to be a fastball that gets fouled directly back into the backstop by Drake Bentke, and that's going to even up the count at 1. This one's going to be low and away for a second ball.
I'm going to say we got a pitch there.
And this one's going to be low again, making up the count 3-1. Again, Jose Ponce finds himself behind the count. Pitch and a swing and a miss there by Drake Bentke. He's going to load up the count. And you can see the shortstop for Rutter kind of mirroring Dalton Hart there. But nonetheless, here's the pitch, and Drake Bentke's going to put a line drive out to left field, and Dalton Hart's going to hold it at third base, and that's going to load the bases here with zero outs for the Brenham Cubs.
Ball hit in between short and third. Not real crisp. Left fielder came in, but they were able to hold the runner at third base.
Great job there by Drake Bentke to be able to pop it in there to left field and That's going to be a base hit for him. And that's the first base hit for the Brenham Cubs. But nonetheless, the bases are loaded here for him.
Coach DeRamus a little unhappy with his first inning here.
Yeah, just haven't been able to get anybody out, and now they find themselves in a bases loaded situation. And Jose Ponce, I can't imagine a worse situation for him to be in to start the game.
Well, I know one thing. It's a coach's nightmare when the first batter up, you know, hits a routine play and the infielder doesn't feel it cleanly. That's just not the way you want to start a game. Great way for the Cubs to start, but if you're the opponent, not a great way to start.
Yeah, I believe they call that foreshadowing, huh, Tommy?
That's the first time I've heard that. But,
a little sign of things to come. But, hey, here's Landry Mendoza, second baseman for the Brenham Cubs. And this was going to catch that lower outside corner.
There's a knee-high fastball on that outside corner.
So Jose Ponce getting back in the strike column. It's an 0-1 count. Base is loaded. And he's going to put this one in the dirt, even up the count at 1-1. Great job there by the catcher to get in front of it to minimize the damage. Runners are not able to advance.
And runners actually playing shortstop and second base or playing at double play depth.
Ooh, and a swing and a miss there by Landry Mendoza. Took a good swing at it, but close but no cigar there. 1-2 count.
It was just straight fastball there by Ponce.
Here's a 1-2 pitch. And that one's going to be outside, even up the count at 2.
A little rumbling there by the Rudder fans.
They've disagreed with a few calls so far here tonight, and it's very early in this game, only the bottom of the first inning. And this is going to be fouled over into the right side dugout. Jose Ponce looks back to second base. There's nobody there. And here's a 2-2 pitch. This one's going to be well up and way away. That's going to load up the count at 3-2. Landry Mendoza with a full count. Let's see if he can make some contact and score a run here for the and bat a run in here for the Brenham Cubs. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be up and inside, so it is going to bring a run in, but it's going to be on a walk. And Dalton Hart's going to come in to score, and that is the first run of the game. And that was scored by Dalton Hart, just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focus on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And that first run of the game was sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. And that's going to bring up Luke Hardy, right fielder for the Brenham Cubs, number 19, right-handed batter, with, again, the bases loaded, one-run lead here. And that one's going to be outside. First one was outside too, so that's a 2-0 count. Still no outs here for Rudder. And this one's going to, that one was outside, this one's inside, and that's going to be 3 balls in a row. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and he's going to catch that upper outside corner with this one.
I thought the pitch before that looked better than that one. I thought that one was high.
Three-one pitch, and he's going to put a fastball right in the strike zone to fill up the count 3-2. So good job here by Jose Ponce getting back into this at-bat started off well behind at 3-0, but very quickly he's filled up the count. And Luke Hardy with the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be a big swing and a big miss there for the first out for the Brenham Cubs.
Tell you what, Ponce came back with had was down 3-0, came back with two fastballs and came with curveball, and Luke Hardy couldn't catch up to it.
I'd say he set him up for that swing and miss, huh, Tommy? So good out there by Jose Ponce. So now it's one out with bases loaded, and that's going to bring up Cannon Crater, center fielder for the Brenham Cubs. And first pitch is going to be outside, 1-0. Next one's going to be down low in the dirt, 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch by Ponce, and this one's going to be in, well inside and low for a third ball in a row, 3-0. Tell you what, he's been throwing with some power, and when he finds a strike zone, it's been working for him, but he's just had a trouble finding that strike zone tonight.
He's thrown a lot of pitches this first inning already.
He's going to put this one high, and that's going to be his fourth ball in a row. Another walk, and another walk that brings in a run. That's a two-run lead here for the Brenham Cubs now.
And I'm sure
Coach DeRamus over for the Rudder Rangers wants to see his pitcher reel it in here, settle down, and find the strike zone. He's only been able to get one out and has allowed two runs to come in on walks. But nonetheless, the bases stay loaded with only one out, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Grady G, for the Brenham Cubs, number 7. Seems to be an issue here with one of the bats as the umpire grabs it and brings it over to home plate. Looks like he's measuring the bat. Maybe it's not up to regulations there, Tommy?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, so he got the bat from the batter, brings it over to home plate, sets it even with home plate, and I guess seeing to see if the grip is too high up. I'm certain they're not using any foreign substances here. Well, it looks like they got it figured out. They are going to retire that bat. And in the meantime, the Rudder coach is going to come out. Rudder coach Bailey DeRamus is going to come out and get an explanation of what just happened. And at the same time, number 22, Adrian Herrera, the catcher, and Jose Ponce, number 7, the pitcher for the Rudder Rangers, are going to go up and have a conversation, try to get on the same page here. Because Jose Ponce has come out in this game and thrown balls early and often, too often, in fact, as they've scored two, the Brenham Cubs have been able to score two runs off walks in a bases loaded situation.
This is a real scary thought. Two meetings by the umpires, and we're still in the first inning.
Yeah, and not really sure what's going on there. It was clearly something with the bat. They go over and speak with the coach, and now they're having their own conference over on the first baseline. Well, Tommy, if I asked you to speculate, what do you think's going on?
At this point in time, normally what is done, is those bats are checked before the beginning of the game. Normally. Now, why is there an issue with the bat now is beyond me, but everything that we have seen thus far this year is bats were checked prior to the start of the game.
So to begin this game, while they have their conversation about whatever's going on with the bat or going on the field, we'll let the umpires fill us in here in a bit. But just to fill everybody in on how the game is going on so far, the Brenham Cubs have been able to score two runs here off only one hit.
Three walks.
Yeah, three walks. And as the cloud starts to clamor, the umpires are going to break their huddle and maybe give us an explanation here.
Number 7, Grady G.
Looks like they got it figured out. They haven't told us what happened yet, but it's going to be Grady G up to bat, first baseman for the Brenham Cubs. Right-handed batter against the righty Jose Ponce, and this one's going to be outside again and a little low. That's going to be a 1-0 count and a fifth ball in a row for Jose Ponce. Make that six.
Ponce definitely having some control issues this evening.
Well, I think as he throws his seventh ball in a row, Tommy, I think that might be an understatement.
Wow.
Getting some encouragement there from the crowd as he finds the strike zone on a nice fastball that catches the corner. That's going to make it 3-1. And he's going to throw another ball. That's the fourth ball. So he broke it up with a strike there, but throws his eighth ball in nine pitches. And that's going to bring in another run. That's Drake Behnke scoring. And that's going to make it 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. And Coach DeRamus is going to come out and have a conversation.
I think he's had enough.
As we get a little music, it's going to be a pitching change here for the Rudder Rangers as Jose Ponce only goes a third of an inning.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile, Brenham Family Dental, at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes. Commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
All right, let's go back out to Fireman's Field. There was a pitching change for the Rudder Rangers, and this pitching change was sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on. For your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business, give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. And this Wellman Insurance pitching change is going to be Robert Rico in for Jose Ponce, who only goes a third of an inning, and Robert Rico switching it up for a lefty here. And up to bat is our right-handed batter, Evan Curtis, who's playing the designated hitter position today.
Jose Ponce now playing first base.
And that's where Robert Rico was, so they just swapped places there.
That is absolutely correct.
And Evan Curry's going to pop this one up, and it's going to go behind the netting. That's going to be 0-2. So good job here by Robert Rico, throwing two strikes to start off his night on the mound. And he's going to put Evan Curry's going to put a line drive over into left field, and that one's going to stay fair beautifully. And the left fielder, Noah Ramirez, is going to come up and make the throw to third, but not before two runs score here for the Brenham Cubs.
Tell you what, Evan Curtis turned on that 0-2 pitch, went right over the third baseman's head down the left field line. Left fielder did a good job of getting to it, but not before two runs score, two RBIs for Evan Curtis.
That is a two RBI single for Evan Curtis, and that's going to bring up Caleb Maurer, the third baseman here for the Brenham Cubs. And he's going to be the last person in the lineup, so after this we'll have gone through the entire lineup in the first inning. And you hear some complaints from the crowd as the Brenham Cub faithful did not feel that it got the strike zone, but umpire sees it in the outside corner, and that's going to be 0-1. And the lefty's going to put this one well outside, and that's going to even up the count at 1.
Rico came back with curveball and hung it off that outside corner.
So no longer bases loaded, but men on first and second. Caleb Maurer batting here. He's going to take this one low, but into the strike zone. 1-2.
I'll tell you what, Rico came back with curveball again and broke it right on that inside corner, knee high.
And Caleb Maurer's going to put this one in the left field, and it's going to barely go over the left field line for a foul ball.
Caleb just turned on that just a little bit too early, drove it down the left field foul line.
It was looking, but ultimately went foul.
He's not throwing that fastball again.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this is going to be popped up into left field, deep, going. And the left fielder is not going to be able to get there. And that's going to score one run for the Brenham Cubs. A high fly ball out to deep left field. And that one falls in just in front of the fence. And that's going to score one run here for the Brenham Cubs. And that's going to make it a 6-0 ball game.
Tell you what, Caleb Maurer turned on that pitch. Headed toward left center field. Left fielder could not catch up to it. Goes into second base with a stand-up double. And our first candidate for the Hyundai drive of the game.
So as Grady G scores on the double by Caleb Maurer, that's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup with Dalton Hart up to bat. And the first pitch there by Robert Rico is going to be a strike, catching that outside knee-high corner, 0-1.
Cubs with another great opportunity here to add runs to that 6-run total.
And this is going to be outside again, 2-1. So with runners on second and third, that's Evan Curtis on third and Grady G on second. And this one is taken for a strike, 2-2. Dalton Hart reached base on an error in the beginning of this inning. And that one's going to be in the dirt to load up the count, 3-2.
blowing the dirt off the outside corner.
So with the full count and men on second and third, here's the pitch, and this one's going to be outside for another walk, and that's going to put him again in a bases loaded situation with only one out. And that brings up the count to five walks here in the first inning. And six runs scored. And that's going to bring up Brody Tucker, who takes the first one.
Pitch me eye on that outside corner for a strike.
Oh, yeah, the umpire called it a strike. Good pitch there by Robert Rico. Here's the second pitch. This is going to be popped up over into the right side of the field, foul territory. First baseman's going to misread it, and that's Jose Ponce misreading it. And his rough night continues as he misses the catch for an easy out. And nonetheless, that's going to bring up the count to 0-2. So that one was a high fly ball that was into foul territory right next to first base. Jose Ponce had a look at it, but misjudged it, and it falls in harmlessly for a foul ball.
It is possible the wind could have been a little bit of a factor.
And this is going to be right at the first baseman, Jose Ponce, who makes the catch and throws it to home.
That'd be a fielder's choice there.
Fielder's choice, but it looks like the catcher wasn't stepping on the bag as the umpire called safe.
I did not see that.
The umpire called safe here at home. So if the umpire called safe at home, that means Jose Ponce didn't step on the bag at first and then threw it to home, and the catcher wasn't stepping on the bag at home.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're having a third meeting of the first inning.
Wow. Let's see what the verdict is here.
It would totally surprise me, but... Oh, they are calling him out.
They're calling him out at home?
I thought the umpire raised his hand, but...
He signaled safe.
Just then, though.
Yeah. And then right now, it looks like he's going to call out here. So out at home.
Out at home.
So a run does not score. Fielder's choice from the first baseman, Jose Ponce, gets it to home in time. And that saves a run and puts an out on the board, but leaves the bases loaded with two outs.
We can almost expect anything the remainder of this game.
And that's going to bring up Drake Menke, left-handed batter for the Brenham Cubs. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. And the first one is going to be outside for a ball. Drake Benke playing in left field tonight. And this second pitch is going to be outside again, make it two balls in a row, 2-0.
If this was Major League Baseball, that wouldn't even been an issue at home plate. Because in the big leagues, it's all automatic.
And there's a third ball in a row here for Robert Rico in the at-bat. Lefty on lefty against Drake Benke. And Benke's well ahead of the count here, 3-0. And Robert Rico finds himself well behind it. Here's the 3-0 pitch looking for the strike zone. And he's going to catch that one with a breaking ball dipping down. He's going to catch the bottom end of the strike zone over the plate.
Came back with curveball knee high on that outside corner. Drake Benke would have singled his last at bat to left field.
And that fifth pitch is going to be a ball, and that's going to score another run on walks. That's going to be seven runs here for the Brenham Cubs in the first inning.
At this rate, you're going to be getting home at 1 o'clock again.
After a late game yesterday, looks like we're going to have a late one here today as we're still in the first inning with seven runs being scored by the Burnham Cubs, and that's Landry Mendoza up to bat. He's going to take this one outside for a ball, 1-0. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's Robert Rico with the second pitch and a beautiful curveball that curves in and catches that upper outside corner. How about that pitch, Tommy?
Came back with a good curveball. That has been his go-to pitch, unable to control the fastball.
And this was going to be up high, popped out to center field, and the center fielder, Austin Isom, is able to make the catch to retire the side. And after going through the lineup plus four, the Burnham Cubs were able to score seven runs on six walks. And that's going to be the end of the bottom of this first inning, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Faith Mission WIC Clinic in Brenham, empowering and educating young families to make healthy choices. Texas WIC, smart choices, healthy families.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
We played one in and
all right, back here at Fireman's Park. After a seven-run bottom of the first for the Brenham Cubs, it's going to be the Rudder Rangers back up to bat, and is going to bring out Parker Jones, right fielder for the Rudder Rangers. Down seven runs. Brody Heyman had plenty of time to rest up there, but here's his first pitch. And he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner beautifully with a nice curveball, 0-1. And next pitch is going to be fouled back to put two strikes on the board. As you hear the cheers for Brody Heyman here from the Brenham Cubs supporters, it's been a while since they've seen him.
The thing that I like is two quick strikes after a long first inning.
And almost right on cue, he puts this one high for a ball. Here's a 1-2 pitch by Heyman, and he's going to go the opposite way this time, put this one low and away, even up the count at two.
Seven-run lead, Brody just needs to relax and just throw strikes.
Just throw some strikes and make it quick. But you got to wonder, you know, sitting for so long that we got through 13 batters in that first inning for the Brenham Cubs. You got to wonder whether he's still warm.
I'm not totally sure if I wasn't him, if I'd have went thrown the bullpens right there. But, you know, I can't see it. I have to just literally lean forward. It's way over there.
Considering we have a parent and a child playing in the bullpen, yeah. I don't think he was in there. But here's the full
and there's
count.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
There you go. Nice pitch.
Swinging a miss
down
there.
On strikes. So.
Swinging a miss there by Parker Jones from the pitch on the pitch by Brody Heyman. He goes down swinging, and that's Brody Heyman's first strikeout of the evening. And that's going to bring up Barrett Waskow, second baseman for the Rudder Rangers. He's going to catch that inside corner knee high with a beautiful pitch there. Fastball by Brody Heyman. And and this one's going to be a chopper over to the third baseman, Caleb Maurer, who puts a one-hopper over to Grady G, who full extension makes a great grab there for the second out of the inning.
Caleb had plenty of time, short-hopped it. Grady G making a nice stab there at first base. Gets the easy out.
So that's going to bring up Chris Jones, number four, the designated hitter here for the Rudder Rangers. The lefty against the lefty, Brody Heyman. And Brody Heyman's going to catch that knee-high outside corner for a strike. Brody Heyman has come out and looked sharp here in the second inning. Here's the second pitch, and that one's going to be outside for one ball, one strike, trying to make Chris Jones chase something there. But here's the 1-1 pitch, and he's going to put it in the same spot outside. So that's going to bring up the count to 2-1. And that one's going to be just a hair inside, says the umpire, and going to make it a 3-1 count. So now Brody Heyman finds himself behind this count. The 3-1 pitch, see what he gives him here. And this is going to be a chopper. And Caleb Maurer is going to come up, make a great diving catch, flip it over to first base right in time with a great play. Caleb Maurer just had to make a heck of a run on the one hopper, almost all the way to the shortstop position, dives for it, pops up, and gets it to first base right in time to Grady G to make the catch and retire the side here. How about that play, Tommy?
It was one of those slow hoppers, and that's a play that Caleb Maurer has to make because it would be a difficult play to get that runner at first, but just snipping the runner at first base for the third out.
And that's Caleb Maurer throwing out the last two batters in that inning, and that's a 1-2-3, three up, three down inning. And that is brought to you by Brenham National Bank. Three up, three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So with that, that's a three up, three down inning. Again, no score for Rudder. And seven runs in the first inning by Brenham. They're going to come out and look to do more damage in the bottom of the second. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Stegett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
I wanna rock!
All right, back here for the bottom of the second inning, and the Brenham Cubs leave seven runs to none. Missed a couple pitches there, and the count is even at one. And that's Luke Hardy at the plate, number 19, and over in right field for the Brenham Cubs. The right-handed batter against the lefty Robert Rico for the Rudder Rangers.
And this Luke Hardy struck out his first at bat.
And Rico left this one up and outside, making the count 2-1.
Down low.
And that's going to put him behind the count, 3-1. So a 3-1 pitch, here it is for Luke Hardy. He's going to check his swing.
Just caught a little bit of it.
and it nailed the catcher, Adrian Herrera, for the Rudder Rangers.
Good job there by the umpire.
Yeah, pauses the game. Let's Adrian Herrera stand up and stretch it out. It looks like it caught him on the inside part of his thigh. And that was a fastball, so it was coming in with some power. And there's no dirt on that home plate, but he's going to brush it off to give Adrian Herrera a little more time.
I think it got a little bit more than the inside of his thigh. But good job by the umpire. Great job.
But on the check swing, it did catch a piece of Hardy's bat, so it's going to be a full count, and he's going to foul this one off to the right side into the parking lot. It's going to keep the count full. Well, I hope Adrian Herrera is all right. That's the last place you want to be hit as a young man. Full count, and this was going to be identically hit into the parking lot. That looked like deja vu there, huh?
I'm telling you, it's...
In the full count, here's the pitch, and Lucari's going to put this one on a hopper right down the third baseline. It stays fair, but the third baseman, Mark Espiricueta, is there to make the catch, make the grab for the Rudder Rangers. Flips it over to Jose Ponce for the first out of the inning.
Nice play there by the third baseman. Backhands it. Good strong throw to first base for out number one.
Well, you know, Tommy, I hate to do this, but that means Luke Hardy, through two innings, is the only Brenham Cub that has not reached base.
I know that.
So it just goes to show you how well these Brenham Cubs are playing. Only one of their players has not reached base, and it's only the bottom of the second inning. That's going to bring up Cannon Crater, center fielder number 24 for the Brenham Cubs. He's going to pop this one out into foul territory. It's going to go over the dugout, and that's going to make it 1-1.
Cannon Crater walked his first at bat.
And that one's going to be left outside on the curveball by Rico. That's going to bring it to 2-1. And this one is a fastball, trying to catch that inside corner, but Cannon Crater is going to catch it, but fouled it back for a foul ball. It's going to even up the count at 2. Cannon Crater is going to take this one.
Came back with curveball.
He's going to get caught looking there, and that one's going to be on the inside corner, knee high. Looked like, Tommy.
He broke it. Yeah, it might have been knee high by the time it reached the catcher's mitt, but he just literally froze Cannon Crater in his tracks.
He got caught looking there, and that's going to be a strikeout there for Robert Rico. That's his first strikeout of the evening. And the second out for the Brenham Cubs here. Rudder Rangers looking to make it three outs quickly here after their disastrous first inning. And the first one is going to be on the outside corner, and that is to Grady G, the first baseman for the Brenham Cubs. And Grady G is going to put this one down the left side, foul over the netting. And as you hear the big thud that hit the tin roof here over the audience,
the difference between this inning and the first inning, the third baseman makes a clean play, gets the big first out, whereas in the first inning, you had a routine ground ball to the second baseman, and all he had to do was field it and just underhand it to first base and couldn't get it done, and strikes out Grady G.
I'll tell you what, that's three pitches, three strikes there for Robert Rico, and his second strikeout in a row. And that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Rudder Rangers, so that's going to put an end to the inning, retire the side with no runs scored. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends for the top of the third inning.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering. Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
All right, back here to historic Fireman's Park for the Brenham Cubs baseball game, and it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys. Valued at $60, just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his new store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you have a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So call in and be that third caller, and we'll announce the winner here in a little bit. But right back to the game, we missed a couple of pitches there, and Brody Heyman is behind on the count 3-1 here against Adrian Herrera, the catcher for the Rudder Rangers, number 22.
Came back with knee-high fastball on the outside corner for full count.
So with the lead batter having a full count, let's see what Brody Heyman does as he stretches out. He's stretching, and he's back on the mound.
Hey, right here.
Here's a 3-2 pitch, and he's going to catch that lower outside corner with a beautiful pitch there, breaking ball by Brody Heyman to get out of the full count with a strikeout as he catches the batter, Adrian Herrera, looking. And that's going to bring up Mark Espiricueta, the third baseman for the Rudder Rangers, number one, right-handed batter against the lefty Brody Heyman. Here's the first pitch, and Brody Heyman is going to beautifully catch that lower outside corner with a fastball. And 0-1, that's going to make it 0-2 with a beautiful fastball again. This one inside and low, about knee-high.
It was actually on the outer part of the plate, outside corner.
Oh, it was outside, okay. Ooh, and he puts this one well inside, and that's going to make it 1-2.
All right, Brody, go, Brody!
Heyman loads up. Here's a 1-2 pitch, and this one's going to be fouled to the right side. And it looks like we have a winner for the Mattress Guys giveaway. Let me get the name from the station here. And that's going to be Cindy Lyle. Congratulations on your Maloof Z pillow. Go ahead and stop by Mattress Guys to pick it up, and a great congratulations. And just as there, we get a swing and a miss, but it gets past Brody Tucker, but he's able to pop up and get the out at first.
Second strikeout in a row there for Brody Heyman.
So he catches one looking and catches one and gets one down swinging. Great way to start off the inning here. Two strikeouts for Brody Heyman, and that is his third strikeout of the evening.
So back to the top of the order here with Aiden Gray.
And with two quick outs, Brody Heyman is looking to make it a 3-up, 3-down inning. Let's see what he has here on the first pitch. And Aiden Gray is going to make going to show bunt, but he's going to put it foul. And like you always say, Tommy, didn't get that bat in front of the plate there.
Yeah, he did. Trying to push one down that first base line, as you said, did not get the bat out in front of the plate.
0-1 pitch. And this one's going to be left a little high for a ball, 1-1. And Aiden Gray, last time out, flew out to right field. And he's going to put this one out into the right side netting. 1-2. So 1-2. He's got two strikes with two outs here. Can Brody Heyman punch him out here? Let's see what he's got for him. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a chopper over to Caleb Maurer, who can't make the play, but Dalton Hart comes up, makes a catch, and flips it over and makes a great throw over to first base to Grady G to retire the side. And that's going to be another three-up, three-down inning for the Brenham Cubs. Great job there by Brody Heyman to come out and throw two quick strikeouts. And then Dalton Hart is there to back up Caleb Maurer on the diving play. Dalton Hart comes up, makes a catch, throws it over to first base to get the final out of the inning and retire the side. That's three up, three down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And with that, the score remains 7-0 for the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
All right, back here to Fireman Park, for the bottom of the third inning. And we just missed a double out to left field by Evan Curtis. So that puts Evan Curtis to lead off the inning with a double at second base.
Second hit of the evening. Therefore, Evan Curtis, and another candidate for the drive of the game.
And that's going to bring up Caleb Maurer, number 10, third baseman for the Brenham Cubs. His last time out, he had the other candidate for the Brenham Hyundai drive of the game, and that was his double in the bottom of the first inning. He takes the first one for a strike, and the next one's also going to catch that inside corner for a strike. And Robert Rico doing a great job of getting in front of the count here. The pitcher, the lefty for the Rudder Rangers, as he makes it 0-2.
We'll see how the game progresses now.
But he's going to leave this one low, and that's going to make it a 1-2 count. Caleb Maurer, looking to build on his good night so far, has made a couple of good defensive plays and had that double in the first. This one's going to be left well inside, and that's going to be another ball to even up the count at 2-2.
Getting good production out of the bottom half of that Cub batting order. Oh,
and a swing. Brutal curveball by Caleb Maurer.
Brutal curveball.
Robert Rico did a good job setting him up with the fastball and comes with the curveball and gets him to swing and miss. And that's going to be his third strikeout of the evening.
Dalton Hart.
Yeah. So up comes Dalton Hart, the shortstop for the Brenham Cubs.
Dalton Hart, his first at bat on an E4, walked his second at bat.
And he's going to take the first, and the first one's going to be into that knee-high outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Robert Rico getting settled in here and now starting to throw some strikes. Doing a good job at it. And he puts a curveball, leaves it inside. That's going to even it up at one. The 1-1 pitch, and this is going to be outside to make it 2-1. And as Tommy just mentioned, Dalton Hart has yet to have a hit here tonight, but he's gotten on base every single time he's been out.
No doubt about it.
So with two balls and one strike. And Rico's going to turn around and try to pick off Evan Curtis at second base, but he's there well in time.
And on-base percentage is a very important stat.
So with a 2-1 pitch, here it is. And it's going to be popped up into shallow center field. And the center fielder, Austin Isom, is going to come up and make the play for the second out of the inning. You know, I'm surprised they tried to pick off Evan Curtis there before that pitch. You know, as a lefty pitcher, it's really an awkward angle to pick off a runner at second.
It is. Great job there. I need to bring this up. That was one of those lazy fly balls in between the semi left center field. Shortstop going back, center fielder coming in. Great job by the center fielder calling off the shortstop. Easier play for the center fielder.
Yes, sir. Great communication there by the Rudder Rangers, and that was Austin Isom calling off Aiden Gray to make the play. And the first pitch is going to be a strike, catching the outside corner. 0-1.
Brody Tucker walked his first at bat and then hit into a fielder's choice.
And that was on that controversial play of...
Yes.
Well, we had to stop for it, but he's going to put this one down the third baseline. Espiricueta's going to come up and make the throw to first, but it was too much to the left, to the right of the first baseman, Jose Ponce, and that takes him off the bag and allows the runner to get there, and that's going to advance Evan Curtis to third. So now with runners on the corners, we're going to get a courtesy runner. I believe that's Brady Rao.
That is Brady Rao.
So that is an
E5.
And we're going to call that an E5 there for Brody Tucker to get on base.
Drake Behnke, a single in the first, walked his last at bat, officially 1-for-1.
And he's going to put a line drive out. And
it's another single.
Great job of dropping that out in between the shortstop and the left fielder into shallow left field. And that's gonna score a run in Evan Curtis. And that's an RBI single for Drake Behnke.
2-for-2 for the evening.
And that's going to make the score 8-0 here for the Brenham Cubs in the bottom of the third inning.
Landry Mendoza walked in the first, fly to center fielder's last at bat.
So the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza, the right-handed batter, gets ready to go up against Robert Rico. And he's going to put this one foul down the left side.
And by the way, both of those at bats took place in the first inning.
This one, a nice curveball that catches that outside knee-high corner by Rico, and that's going to make an 0-2. A rare occurrence here for Robert Rico. He's ahead of the count. 0-2 pitch, and Landry Mendoza is going to get a hold of this one. He's going to put it out into center field. The center fielder is backtracking. He's not going to get there. Austin Isom lets it get past him, hits the wall, and that's going to score Brady Rao and Drake Bentke. That's going to be a two-RBI double for Landry Mendoza. And that's going to bring it up to 10 runs to none for the Brenham Cubs.
And we have another candidate for drive of the game in Landry Mendoza.
And that is the Hyundai drive of the game. And that is another candidate with another double. That's three doubles here tonight that all qualify for the drive for the Hyundai Brenham drive of the game.
We'll see how the evening pans out.
And the first pitch to Luke Hardy, the right fielder for the Brenham Cubs. He's going to foul this one off.
Luke struck out his first at bat. Out 5-3. His second at bat.
So with two outs and a man on second, that's Landry Mendoza on second. Here's Luke Hardy with the second pitch, and this one's going to be left well inside to even up the count at 1-1. And if Luke Hardy gets a hit or gets walked here, that's going to mean that every Brenham Cub has reached base tonight.
I'd hate to be in that position.
A little bit of pressure there, right? Up top.
But you know what? If you've played baseball long enough, it has happened. And it will happen again.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one's going to catch the upper part of the strike zone.
Tell you what, another good curveball there by Rico.
Froze Luke Hardy on that one. That's going to make the count 1-2. Here's the pitch by Rico, and this one's going to be too low and too far inside. Going to even up the count at 2.
Came back with curveball again and just broke it down in. I'm going to say down into the carpet.
And that's, you know, he's done a good job with that. I mean, he has three strikeouts on those curveballs. So here's a 2-2 pitch. Luke Hardy's going to put this one up high into right field. The right fielder, Parker Jones, is there to make the catch and retire the side. So they leave a man on second, and Luke Hardy pops one up into right field. And he's going to take off his helmet and get off it and go to the dugout. That was a three-run inning for the Brenham Cubs. And there was a two doubles and a single in that inning to score those runs. They did leave a man on second, but got their three runs for it. And that's a 10-run lead, 10 runs to none here for the Brenham Cubs as we go to the top of the fourth inning. With the Rudder Rangers coming up to bat, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, techs you can trust to be on the level. Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
All right, back here at Fireman's Park, and it's time for the Whataburger Recap. This Cubs Recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 North 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And a quick recap of the game is that the Brenham Cubs are leading 10 runs to none here in the top of the fourth inning, and that came off a 13-batter first inning where they were able to score 7 runs on 5 walks thrown by the pitcher Jose Ponce for the Rutter Rangers, who only went a third of an inning. And since then, the pitcher Robert Rico, the lefty for the Rutter Rangers, has been able to come in and do a good job. He has 3 strikeouts on the evening and did have a 1-2-3 inning in the second against the Brenham Cubs. But the Brenham Cubs were able to come back with a strong bottom of the third and score another 3 runs to make it a 10-run lead. So plenty of scoring here for the Brenham Cubs today, and that was your Whataburger recap. As we come back here to the game, Brody Heyman has thrown 2 balls and 1 strike to number 7, Jose Ponce. And as that one, he puts that one on a grounder over to Grady G, who has to come over and make the grab. He does grab it, but he misses the throw over to Brody Heyman, and that's going to put Jose Ponce on first base. So Jose Ponce gets to base on the error, and that's going to bring up Noah Ramirez, left fielder number 17 for the Rutter Rangers. And the first one's going to be a beautiful strike thrown in there in that inside corner by Brody Heyman. Noah Ramirez last time out got thrown out 1-3. And he's going to show bunt, get this one right down the first baseline. Brody Tucker's going to come up, make the catch, and he's going to get the man out at first.
Whoa.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Nice catch there.
I'm sorry, we have a change. That is not Brody Tucker out there. That's number 23, I believe. Or maybe 25.
Is that Blaine Bartlett?
Blaine Bartlett, number 20.
Blaine Bartlett, yes.
So number 20, Blaine Bartlett, has come in for Brody Tucker in the catcher position. And now Brody Heyman puts the pitch in, and that's going to be a 6-4-3. Oh, no, they're saying he beat the throw there to first, so that's just going to be a out at second. But nonetheless, that puts up 2 outs there. As Jose Ponce is thrown out at second base, but the throw not in time to get out Austin Isom at first. Or Jose Ponce thrown out at second base, and the throw not in time to get out Isom at first. So with 2 outs, that brings up Parker Jones, right fielder for the Rutter Rangers, and he's going to put this one on the ground ball over to Landry Mendoza, who's able to flip it over to Dalton Hart at second base, and that's going to retire the side, and that's going to be another 3-up, 3-down inning for the... Oh, I'm sorry, that is not a 3-up, 3-down inning, as they did get somebody on base, but nonetheless, a scoreless inning there for the Rutter Rangers, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends for the bottom of the fourth.
I don't want to say anything, but he still hadn't given up a hit.
Who? Brody?
Heyman.
Oh, wow. Grace?
Oh, now we got to do this.
Yeah. Hello?
I feel bad we didn't have these, but we've done that before, but I made
Mike
sure
check.
We had them.
Grayson? All right, as we come back out here to Fireman's Park, that was another scoreless inning there by the Rudder Rangers as the Brenham Cubs remain on the shutout, and that's going to be a 10-0 lead here for the bottom of the fourth inning as the Brenham Cubs come out, and it's going to be Cannon Crater out to bat. But it's time for the home run inning. And that home run inning is brought to you by Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue. So sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue, Buccaneer Food Store, and Nathan's Barbecue is again proud to sponsor the home run inning. If your name is drawn and your batter hits a home run, you'll win $20 of gas from Buccaneer. If your batter hits a double or a triple, you'll receive a rack of ribs. Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for our lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. You make the call. Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud sponsor of area sports. For your chance to win during the home run inning, just stop by Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue to register. So as we're going to wait for Cannon Crater to come out here.
No, we have a pinch hitter.
Oh, pinch hitter, there we go.
Ethan Aschenbeck.
So Ethan Aschenbeck, number 28 here for the Brenham Cubs, and that is a last name that we are all very familiar with, right, Tommy?
Very familiar with him. Also, a heck of a young football player. By the way, our first candidate for Ethan, Tommy O'Malley, good friend of mine.
All righty, Tommy, good luck.
And we had a winner last night, did not have a winner in the ladies' softball game this evening, so pot up to $20. I think I got all of that in there.
Yeah. So Austin Beck's going to take this one for a ball. That's going to be 1-1 as we missed that first strike.
And congratulations to older brother. Got moved up to high class A with the Chicago Cubs.
And he's going to put this one on a high fly ball out to center field. Austin Isom's going to go up to get it, and he's going to make the play, and that's going to put out Aschenbeck for the first out of the inning. So great job there by Ethan Aschenbeck, making good contact with the ball, just to put a little too much air under it and allowed Austin Isom for the Rudder Rangers to make the play out in center field. So with one away, that's going to bring up, I believe, pinch hitter.
That is 16, is it not? Caden Flasowski.
So Caden Flasowski is going to come out for the Brenham Cubs.
Hitting for Stacy Balsarek.
Good luck, Stacy. So Flasowski is going to take the first one. Oh, but that one's in the strike zone, and that's going to be a 0-1 count to start things off for Flasowski. And this next one's going to be low and get away, and it's going to get away from the catcher, Adrian Herrera.
Good job by Coach Wheaton this evening, last regular season game, doing a great job of substituting.
Yeah, time to get some of the other boys some playing time. And this one's going to be left low again. That's going to be a 2-1 count. Caden Flasowski with the 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Robert Rico. And a nice breaking curveball there by Robert Rico. That's going to be a strike 2-2 as he catches the upper part of the strike zone over the plate.
Rico's done a pretty good job of slowing a little bit of the bleeding down for the Rudder Rangers.
And he's going to put this one in the dirt, and that's going to make it 3-2 as that one gets away from Adrian Herrera. He has to go find the ball. So with the full count, Caden Flasowski was Ethan Aschenbeck. Sorry about that. And I hear some of the crowd calling him Fly. I kind of like that name.
Now that's a good Polish name.
Flasowski. And we're going to have
Coach D coming out to have a conference with Rico.
So that's Coach Bailey Duramus coming out and having a chat with Rico with a full count. I'm sure he just wants him to get it.
Are you familiar with where Coach Duramus' hometown is?
No, sir.
Just 12 to 13 miles west of here. Burton, Texas.
And by the way, congratulations to the Burton softball team who swept their series against their opponent in their first playoff matchup.
Not a big surprise to me, but
not at all.
They've got a great little softball team over there.
Considering it was,
I know, brings a smile to Daryl Kiki's face.
Oh, and this one's going to be low and inside, and that's going to be a walk. Another walk there for Robert Rico as Caden Flasowski is going to get on base.
I think we're going to have another pinch hitter here. Yes, we are. 26, Cooper Reese.
So as Cooper Reese comes up to bat for Evan Curtis, who's he batting for in the home run inning, Tommy?
Oh, sorry about that. Nancy Fritz, thank you. I have to make sure we get Cooper in the game, and we got to get Nancy on the board also.
Come on, Nancy. Good luck. Hopefully it's a rack of ribs or some gas.
You're not a loser with the ribs.
Oh, not at all. And it's going to be a hit over into left field, but it's going to be a single.
Oh, Cooper. There you go.
Good job by Cooper Reese there on the second pitch. Goes, drops it right in that sweet spot in left field and shadow left field right between the shortstop and the left fielder. So Cooper Reese gets on base, and that puts Caden Flasowski over in second, who got on base with the walk. And that's going to bring up number 8, Owen Finke. And who's he batting for?
Owen hitting for Cody Jankowski.
Oh, and he got a hold of this one. That one's up into left field, and that might be a double. And it's going to be an RBI double as Caden Flasowski comes around to home.
It might be a two RBI double.
So Cooper Reese gets on base with a single and scores on an RBI double, as does Caden Flasowski after being walked. And that is a huge double for Owen Finke coming into the game. And
a rack of ribs for Cody Jankowski.
Congratulations, Mr. Jankowski. And Tommy, you know what they say about those ribs.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
So great moment here as some of the young players here for the Brenham Cubs are able to get on base and score a couple runs. You got to imagine that's good for morale over in the dugout.
Yeah, I tell you what.
And we'll take a pause as we get a break.
And that is it for
Robert Rico. So out comes Robert Rico as we're going to get a pitching change. Not sure who we're going to get, but we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports.
GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
So as a pitching change for Robert Rico comes out for Caden Partin, and this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And as we mentioned, that's going to be number 13, Caden Partin, going with another righty here. We went from Jose Ponce, who went a one-third inning, a righty, and then Robert Rico comes in
for, I believe, three and two-thirds innings, the lefty, and now we're back to a righty in Caden Partine, number 13 for the Rudder Rangers, as he gets his warm-up pitches in. And that is now a 12-0 ball game, a 12-run lead here for the Brenham Cubs. And as we get ready for the bottom of the fourth, or I'm sorry, as we get ready for the top of the fifth, I apologize. I am all over the place right now. We are still in the bottom of the fourth.
Yes, we are.
With one out. With one out and two runs being scored on a walk, a single, and a double. And the double was a two RBI double.
That's correct. Okay, Dalton Hart coming to bat. Hitting for Edna Weiss. And the gas is still up for grabs.
And the first pitch by Caden Flasasa is going to be left outside. And an interesting delivery there by Caden Partine.
A little side armor here, sidewinder.
You got a three-quarter sidearm delivery here from Caden Partine. The first one goes outside, though, for a ball, 1-0. And Dalton Hart's going to get hold of this one. He's going to put a hopper over to the second baseman, Barrett Waskow, who flips it over to Jose Ponce for the second out of the inning.
Catcher number 20, Blaine Bartlett.
And that is going to allow Owen Finke to get over to third base.
So
now with a man on third, out comes
Blaine Bartlett. That is, Blaine is already in the game. Blaine is hitting for Janie Krebs. Hi, Janie.
And good luck, Janie. And Partine's going to put this one outside. It's going to be a wild pitch, and that's going to score another run here.
Finke.
As Owen Finke comes in to score. After his big tube RBI double. That's going to make the score 13 runs to none.
I'm sure Janie would be happy with a rack of ribs also.
So with the 1-0 count, here's the pitch from Partine. And that one's going to be left outside, make 2-0. And Blake Bartlett, who is into bat for Brody Tucker. Here's a 2-0 pitch.
Ooh,
and he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner with that sidearm delivery. Good pitch there. Fastball by Caden Partine.
Tell you, when that pitch comes from the side like that and end up on the outside corner, that's tough to catch up to.
Ooh, and a swing and a miss there up high by Bartlett. That's going to even up the count at 2.
Came a fastball waist high, and Blaine just liked it a little bit too much and came up empty.
Yeah, that's the thing about that sidearm delivery. It's hard to judge where it's going to go when it's coming from that low.
Ow.
And Blaine Bartlett saw where that one was coming as it hits him in the hind parts, and that's going to be a hit by pitch.
We have lost count on those this year.
We've seen our share so far. Thankfully, that is the first of this game.
Yes. Brady Rao hitting for Drake Benke. And Brady is hitting for... And check that courtesy runner.
For the Cubs, number 15, Braden Steele.
It's going to be number 15, Braden Steele. Braden is going to come into a pinch run.
Brady Rao hitting for Warren Holmes.
So with two outs, out comes Brady Rao, the right-handed batter, against the righty sidearm delivery pitcher, Caden Partine. Oh, and a sidearm goes over away, low and away. It's going to be 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Brady Rowley, like what he saw, swung, but he missed, and that's going to be a 1-1 with a strike. Brady Rowley swung big at it, but was not able to make contact. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one's going to be outside, low and away. And there is a man on first. That is Blaine Bartlett, who was walked in the previous at-bat. With two outs, Brady Rowley, the 2-1 pitch, and a swing and a miss again. That's going to be a 2-2. And these are not bad pitches that Brady Rowe is going at. He's just not getting a hold of them at the moment, but swinging at good pitches. And this one's going to be low to fill up the count, 3-2.
You ever hear the name Ted Abernathy?
Sounds familiar.
Major league pitcher. Big side armor, big side winder.
And on that outside delivery, that's going to be a walk for Caden Partin, and that's going to put Brady Rowe over in first base and advance Blaine Bartlett to second.
Okay, and we have another pinch hitter, Austin Maurer.
And Austin Maurer is going to be batting for Landry Mendoza in the game, and who is he batting for in the home run inning?
Sorry about that. Hang on. Blaine Balseret.
All right, good luck, Blaine. With two outs, takes the first one for a ball outside.
Are you familiar with the connection with Austin and Avery?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
They are twins,
I wanted to make
correct?
Sure. They're twins, yes.
And Avery had a big home run yesterday in that game we were doing.
It was more than big. That thing was huge.
It completely swung the momentum.
Well, no, that home run definitely, you hit the nail on the head. It definitely, the momentum totally shifted in that fifth inning.
All right, so that's 2-0 after two pitches are left outside. And Partin looks like he's struggling with that release, keeps putting it outside, and he puts this one behind the batter. About as far inside as you can go.
Oh, and it's 3-0.
And that's a 3-0 count now, and it gets away
and
from the catcher.
Both runners move up.
So the runners are able to advance, and that's going to put Blaine Bartlett at third and Rao at second. So Austin Maurer with the 3-0 count. Here it is. He's going to get a hold of this one, but he's going to foul it over the netting on the right side.
Tell you what, Austin liked that 3-0 pitch. Just couldn't quite come up with all of it.
Couldn't get the sweet spot on that one, but a good swing there just puts it foul. Oh, and he's going to put this one up high, but it is in the foul territory down the left side. And you got multiple people going out to get it, but it's going to fall foul. With three people there, it looked like a lack of communication as it falls in between the three of them.
Well, I tell you what, the two players that had the best shot at it were the shortstop and the left fielder. And the third baseman looked like he actually got closer to the fly ball before either of the two other players did. It's just one of those that...
Nobody
have the best look at it.
Nobody,
let's put it that way.
Nobody got called off on that one, and that was Noah Ramirez, the left fielder, Aiden Gray, the shortstop, and Mark Espiritueta over there in foul territory trying to find the ball and ultimately couldn't find it. It falls in. And as we're saying that, Austin Maurer is going to get walked.
Loads up the bases.
Now we got bases loaded.
Barrett Coring.
And out comes Barrett Coring, and he's in for Luke Hardy. And who is he batting for?
Veronica Cooper.
Best of luck, Veronica. Here comes Barrett Coring, and he's going to take the first one in the strike zone. That's going to be a catch that low, that knee-high outside corner. And this one's going to take a bouncer in front of the catcher to even up the count at one. And with this batter, Tommy, we've made it all the way through the lineup.
Again.
Two outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And this is going to be left low and away. 2-1. That is Barrett Coring out there, number four.
Two.
Ooh, they're going to call that one was the inside, but it looks like he caught the inside, the knee-high inside corner there. So with two strikes and two balls, there's two outs.
I know why they a little rumbling from the Brenham fans. I mean, we're up 13 to nothing.
Got to let them have one, right? According to the Brenham Cubs, that's exactly what they're
doing. Of course, you know, at this stage of the game,
that one's outside.
You know, if it's anywhere close, it's.
And that last one went outside.
And I'm not defending Rutter. That's not where I'm going.
And this was going to be a high fly ball into left field. And the left fielder, Noah Ramirez, is going to come up to make the catch to retire the side. And that is another three-run inning, two three-run innings in a row here for the Brenham Cubs. And that's going to make it 13 runs to none as we get ready for the top of the fifth inning. Congratulations to our winners of the home run inning, and we'll be back with the top of the fifth.
That's Cody Jankowski for a rack of ribs.
And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street. Allendale Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products? J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas. Offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
All right, back here to Fireman's Park. As we're getting some cheers here from the crowd. Now, here's the real challenge, Tommy. We got to find out where all those players are going to be in the field.
Do you know what? At this point, I don't think it's really going to make a difference, but I'm going to try to find out for you. I brought my binoculars today.
Well, the first pitch by Brody Heyman as he remains out there.
Owen Finke at third. Austin Maurer at second. Caden Flasowski at first. Barrett Coring in right. Ethan Eichenbeck in center. And Brady Rao in left. How about that?
And Brody Heyman with the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be, it's going to fall into center field, in the channel center field as.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It did drop. Oh, my goodness.
So that is going to put an end to Brody Heyman's no-hitter that he had running for him.
I told you I probably jinxed it last inning. Golly. First hit given up by Brody Heyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Runner number 13.
And that was Barrett Waskow that was able to get that hit with a single that dropped into center field. And this is going to be popped up high. Dalton Hart's going to come up from his shortstop position.
Good job there by Dalton calling everybody off.
He's going to call off all his infielders and make the play there. as Brody Heyman and third baseman Owen Finke also had good eyes on it. But it's Dalton Hart coming up, make the catch, and that's the first out of the inning.
Okay. Rangers down to their last two outs. Okay, we have a pinch hitter. What is that, John Acosta?
Yeah, John Acosta, number 23 in for the Rudder Rangers. In for Chris Jones. I apologize. I believe he's in for Adrian Herrera.
Herrera, correct.
And he takes the first one for a strike. That one catches the outside knee-high corner.
Javi, bring up that bad news for the Cubettes, or have you already? I was trying to get all of this stuff straight.
Yeah, so what Tommy's referring to is that we just got word that the Cubettes actually gave up their 7-1 run lead, and they actually have lost to the Kingwood Park Panthers 10-9 in another one-run game after winning yesterday 7-6.
It will be a third-game decider tomorrow.
So that's going to be
another base hit.
That's going to be a third game, a best-of-three series between those two teams tomorrow, I believe at 10:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Make sure you check out the KWHI website for any updates on that game and when
that,
it will be.
That was the preliminaries at the beginning, before the series ever started. If a third game was needed, it would be a 10:30 a.m. game on Saturday.
And we just had another base hit here by the Rudder Rangers.
By the pinch hitter, John Acosta.
So that's a man on first and second with one out, and that's going to bring up...
That's number 16. That's...
Camden Delgado.
Camden Delgado, another pinch hitter.
And the first one's going to be too far inside. That's going to be a ball on the first pitch by Brody Heyman. And the next one is going to catch that strike zone. That's going to even up the count at one.
Hey, good job by Brody coming back, throwing strikes.
And a nice breaking ball there to be another strike, 1-2. All right, this is going to be popped up into right field. Up comes Barrett Coring, and he's going to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
And the Rangers are down to their last out.
Number shortstop number two, Aiden Gray.
Gray fly to right, out 6-3.
So here's Aiden Gray, the shortstop for the Rudder Rangers. Two outs. They only got one out left. Brody Heyman's going to pitch it to him, and that one's going to be a liner right down the third base line. That was a beautiful hit there by Gray. And it's going to score one run, so that's an RBI double by Aiden Gray. And that's going to put a runner on second and third and score a run. And that's going to so in this inning, the Brenham Cubs have lost their no-hitter
and now lose the shutout.
So 13-1 the score here.
That's okay. That's all right.
Go to first baseman number 7, Jose Ponce.
So Jose Ponce, who began the game pitching, moved over to first base. He's up to bat. With runners on second and third. That's John Acosta at third and Aiden Gray at second. Here's a pitch by Heyman, and he's going to leave this one upstairs, 1-0.
And the game now at just a few minutes short of 2 hours.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. And this one's going to be fouled down the right side into the netting, 1-1.
Okay, there you go. Nice pitch there by Brody Heyman on that outside corner.
Nice curveball there.
Rangers down to their last strike.
Here's the 1-2 pitch by Brody Heyman. And he's going to leave this one a hair outside to even up the count at 2.
Strike him out.
And a nice strikeout there to end the game by Brody Heyman. And that's going to be a 13-1 win for the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends for the postgame.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Lange Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlangewelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
All right, back here as the 13-1 ball game has just ended at just under 2 hours here at Fireman's Park. That was thanks to a long first inning where the Brenham Cubs were able to score 7 runs and jump out to an early lead, and they have put into effect the mercy rule for the Rudder Rangers as they win the game 13-1. And, you know, Tommy, it was a bittersweet end to that game there. They get the big win, but let go of the shutout and the no-hitter in that last inning.
You know, it did, but you go back and look, and Brody had a long wait in that bottom of the fourth inning again.
Yes.
And, you know, he just he didn't throw bad pitches. He just left some pitches a little bit up, and, you know, the hitters were able to make good contact, but you know, also all during the night, the Rangers have a couple of really good hitters that he kept them at bay all evening long. So, you know, don't feel bad about that. Just overall a great pitching performance by Brody Heyman. And this is exactly what you want to see getting ready for the playoffs to start next week. So, happy for the performance, happy for the win. Now we just got to wait and see what happens this evening.
So. Yes, sir, as we are still in play, it all depends what happens with College Station and Lake Creek, see who wins that ball game.
And also Montgomery is in that equation also. So
plenty of dominoes still to fall here, but nonetheless, the Brenham Cubs get a great 13-1 win. A good team win all around. Bats were alive. Brody Heyman came out and threw a great game from the mound. And we'll be back for the postgame after a word from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Alexander with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Alrighty, I got Brody Heyman up here in the press box as we're ready for our post-game interview. And Brody Heyman was the pitcher tonight. And hey, four no-hitter innings, man. Great job out there. How did it feel on that mound tonight? It looks like you were in the zone.
Yes, sir. It felt great out there. I was just doing my thing as normal, getting up there and throwing strikes. And then the offense also helped a lot, scoring seven runs in the first. So it was cruise control.
There you go. Cruise control is a great way to put it. And it definitely looked like you were cruising out there. And teammates, the bats did a great job of giving you a lead to work with. And only thing is, you know, kind of put you in the dugout for a little while there. So a great job of staying warm. And what would you feel was the biggest key for you today coming out?
Yes, sir. Just having confidence in myself, not trying to do too much, just trying to do my own thing and just going out there and pitching, having fun.
Well, your performance showed no lack of confidence. Great job out there, Brody, and go celebrate with your guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, I already knew that. I got Cooper Reese out here, and Cooper, great job out there. Drove a run in there on an RBI, or I believe it was a couple RBIs, and great job. How did it feel to go out there, and I believe on the second pitch, able to put that one long and score and bring in a run? How did it feel coming out there knowing that coach is going to give you an opportunity at the end of the year?
It felt good, you know, on the first pitch, and swung and missed a little bit. It was really early, so I just sat on the second one. I poked it out there. It felt good.
Nothing better than getting a hit on your second pitch.
Yes, sir.
So you guys did a great job there of, after having a 10-run lead, you know, kind of putting the dagger in there with those three runs with your RBI. And great way to get in there and create some momentum for you guys to go into the playoffs here. And how did you feel tonight when Coach put you in?
You know, I was a little nervous, first district, like, kind of at bat.
Gotcha.
So, but I just did my thing. And
yeah. Well, I bet those nerves wore right off as soon as you made contact and saw that thing go
yes,
all
sir.
The way down there. All right, man. Well, great job getting in there and batting a run in, and good luck to you guys in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Good job, man. All right. Now I got Coach Wheaton here, and Coach, I mean, great performance there. Started off with a bang with a 7-run inning where you guys got through 13 batters, and obviously a great performance by Brody Heyman as well, so overall great team effort. How does this make you feel knowing that the playoffs are coming up after such a strong performance?
Like you said, it feels great going into playoffs. Something else that's sweet tonight is we learned we just share a clinch of a district championship, so that's my first one being here in Brenham. We've coached some really good teams, and 2020 COVID, 21 was a great team, Cole Corst and Bossy and those guys, and then obviously in 22 that played four rounds, Lampy, Jazerski, that crew. Some great teams, but none of them can say they won a district championship, and for a team that was picked by Texas High School Baseball to finish sixth in the district to win any kind of district championship, even though we're sharing it, is pretty incredible for those guys and, you know, something that we're very proud of. Looking at a seeding game tomorrow, it has no bearing on the district championship. We're going to share that with it's actually a four-way tie in our district. The four playoff teams are quad district champs. So we'll play a seeding game tomorrow at 11 a.m. with the split divisions against Montgomery at Tomball Memorial, it's looking like. Job's not finished. We want to play good baseball going into the playoffs. It's one, you know, I was looking for a warm-up game anyway, so we got it in terms of a seeding game playing on a Saturday. And I hear that our softball girls are going to have to beat them in game three tomorrow. So, you know, those guys, I know they're all looking forward to prom tomorrow night, but the girls, their dates will be playing too. So hopefully we can finish with a win going into district and the girls can get it too and they can enjoy their prom and we can get to some playoff baseball.
Yeah, how great would it be to go prom right off of a win, right?
Yeah, no, they'll be fired up.
Well, you know, after the I didn't know that about the being ranked sixth to finish sixth. So would you say that put a chip on you guys' shoulder knowing that you had to come out and perform and prove the rankings wrong? I think you guys definitely did that.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. You know, it's something. You know, whether we were ranked to win it or not, you know, those guys were hungry to get back into the playoffs. I'm just proud of them. You know, the only team that didn't get swept in the district. So showed a lot of resiliency this year, bouncing back after some tough losses. And then, like I said, you know, starting to swing the bat really well and starting to find some things on the mound. And we're looking forward to a deep playoff run. So we're going to see how long we can play.
Well, I can tell you that we are too, sir. And great job tonight, Coach. The boys really laid it out there. And no better way to start a playoff run. And best of luck to you in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
My pleasure. So you heard it there from Coach. Coach Chase Wheaton himself, a great way to end the season and get ready for the playoffs. And it looks like we do have a seeding game, as he just said, with a four-way tie, huh, Tommy?
I tell you what, you know, just a great thing for this Cup baseball team to come back the way they did. You know, there were some games that we all felt maybe we should. There was a game we should have won instead of one that we lost, but you know that is okay. That's baseball. That just it just happens the way it goes. But you know, a quad district championship. That's nothing to be sad about. It's a great feeling. You know, the seeding game tomorrow, that'll mean a little bit with the Division I and the Division II, and with the Cubs falling into Division II with Montgomery. Can that have a little bearing? Maybe yes, maybe no. But the only thing I'm gonna throw into the picture here is, and I'm just glad College Station is going Division I and not Division II, because that team has really come on after the first two series. The first two district series, they have just been playing really, really solid baseball, and I'm glad they're in Division I. So good luck to the Cubs tomorrow in that seeding game.
Yes, sir, and the Cubs, no strangers to adversity this year. As Coach Wheaton just mentioned, they have bounced back many a time. The only team in their district to not get swept, and that is a heck of a achievement.
Oh, no, that is a major accomplishment, and there were some series when we lost that first game of the series when we felt maybe we could have played a little bit better, and we didn't. They didn't hang their heads down. They came back in the second game and give a lot of that credit to Dawson Kime, because he had that I think it was a four-game stretch there where he came back on, and I think the one would have been on a Thursday night. That would have been the Easter ball game. But other than that, he came back and just really pitched some solid baseball.
Yes, you did. And this team overall has done really well at just bouncing back. And now they get to prove it with a seeding game for the playoffs. Nonetheless, that is the post-game interviews. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors with the drive of the game and the Brenham Hyundai drive of the game and the John Breeden star of the game.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Are you looking to buy or wanting to sell? Well, Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit them online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs and Cubettes good luck during the playoffs.
All right, back here to Fireman's Park for the post game show, and Tommy, it's time for the John Breeden Star of the Game. The Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm good neighbor service. It's insurance you can trust. And I think we're at a consensus here that it's got to be Brody Heyman. He threw a no-hitter through four innings. Unfortunately, it was lost there in that fifth inning. But on the mercy rule, the game's over after five, and Brody Heyman had a no-hitter through four. Great job by him.
Oh, no doubt about it. Brody Heyman, he just came out on a mission this evening, and he was throwing strikes early in the ball game. He was keeping his pitches down in the strike zone. When you keep your pitches down in the strike zone, you're going to be successful. They're not going to get a really, really good look at you and drive a baseball on you. But just did an outstanding performance. And Coach Wheaton and I, he agreed with me on this. He knows that anybody that knows baseball, we had that long fourth inning where Brody sat in the dugout just for a little bit. And he happened to come up in that top half of the fifth inning. And, you know, he got a couple of pitches up in the middle part of the plate. And, you know, one of them was just out of the reach of our second baseman, and that was a different second baseman out there. So, you know, that's just baseball. It is what it is. But just still an outstanding pitching performance by Brody Heyman, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
Yeah, like you said, a no-hitter through four, even if you don't finish with it, is nothing to be ashamed of.
No. Great performance.
And that brings us to our Drive of the Game, sponsored by Hyundai of Brenham. Drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of electric and hybrid vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan or SUV, they have something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in the community. And for the Drive of the Game, it's going to be actually one of the pinch hitters that came in. We're going to go with Owen Finke, who had one of multiple doubles in the game, but he brought in two runs with his double, and he came in and did a great job there. So two RBI double by Owen Finke is going to be the Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game. What do you think, Tommy?
I tell you what, with Owen Finke started out the beginning of the season, you know, way back in late February with the varsity baseball team. And when tournament time came around, there were some senior baseball players that, you know, came in and raised the bar a little bit. And then you had a young man named Austin Maurer that, you know, raised the bar. And, you know, nothing bad, nothing, there's nothing wrong with Owen Finke, but Coach Wheaton wanted him to be out on the baseball field and have playing time, moved him down to the varsity. They had a great junior varsity season. And, of course, for the playoff time here, end of the regular season playoff time, he brings Owen back up, and I'm going to tell you what, Owen comes up as a pinch hitter, and it was no cheap double. He drove one to the left center field wall, two RBI double that put the seal on the mercy rule in the top of the fifth inning. Owen Finke, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
All right, that's your John Breeden star of the game and your Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And it was a great game here for the Brenham Cubs against the Rudder Rangers as they win the game 13-1. And we'll be back after a final word from our sponsors for the final post-game wrap-up.
Small but mighty. That's the perfect way to describe the New Holland Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. WC Tractor in Brenham has them in stock. With 25 horsepower, a 3-point hitch and rear and mid-mount PTOS, the Workmaster 25S handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor offers you deluxe comfort, push-button cruise control, and simple two-pedal operation with no clutching. See the small but mighty Workmaster 25S today at WC Tractor in Brenham.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
All righty, Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange here, ready to sign off on this 13-1 Brenham Cubs win over the Rudder Rangers. And as Coach Chase Wheaton just told us, they are actually up for a positional seeding game to see where they're going to end up in the playoffs. They are for sure in the playoffs, but there is a four-way tie that we got to get figured out. So, great way to end the season here with a strong victory. Brody Heyman had a no-hitter through four innings. The Bats went crazy for 13 runs, and they mercy rule Rudder for a big victory. Any final thoughts, Tommy?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we have great news tonight. It's good to see the Cubs end on a very, very high note, and I know that that does make Coach Wheaton very, very happy, and I know he would love to get that number one seed. You know, with all this Division One and Two this year, you know, who knows what's going to happen? How are you going to judge who's the best? The only way you're going to judge the best is out there on the playing field. Yep. So, you know, good luck to the Cubs tomorrow on their seeding game, and also Coach Roberts, sorry I put the jinx on you, but good luck tomorrow morning in your playoff series with Kingwood Park also. But what a great evening. Just a lot of good news and more baseball playoffs next week.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's no better way to determine who's the best by playing it out. And, Tommy, answer me this question. If they get the first seed, that'd be the first time we get district champions in how many years?
It's going to be a number of years. I'm going to, this is truly a number of years. So, but the big key is, the Cubs are back in the playoffs. That is the big key.
That is the big key. And ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed a very uncommon event. I was able to get Tommy to not know one of the Brenham history facts, but Tommy is so good at that. But we'll get that answer for you, and hopefully and go Brenham Cubs. And like Tommy said, go Cubettes tomorrow as well. And that'll be
go it. Green. Go green tomorrow.
Go green.
Go green.
That's going to be our post-game show, and y'all have a great night.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Right now at Whataburger, you can grab a honey butter chicken biscuit or taquito and a drink for just $5. Think about that. $5 for a whole breakfast? What else can you get for $5 these days? A rideshare from your house to your neighbors? Half of a good book? A giant balloon without helium? That's no fun. But you know what is? Eating breakfast while grinning like you got away with something. Because you did. The $5 breakfast, what a deal. Available 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily for a limited time at Whataburger.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Kenjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tillman Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hod Real Estate, Charles Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, EDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Again, the final score words was the Brenham Cubs beating Rudder High School 13-1. Good job to the Cubs out there. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night.